Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Beautiful day. I was talking to Dave a few weeks ago, and time for an update. We had our golf tournament here now it's almost been 2 months ago. But right after the golf tournament, we had a guest speaker here at the church. Who remembers Mr. Willie? I've got to put my glasses on here. I tried that without them. Bolden. Anybody remember Willie Bolden? Great story. I don't know if anybody remembers. His topic was confidence in Jesus in the midst of chaos and struggle. Anybody in here have any chaos and struggle? That's usually something that's part of all of our lives in different ways, but constants in our lives, no doubt. And if you'll remember, he told us a story about he and his wife driving to a youth event that he was speaking at, and it started raining so bad he couldn't see, and his trust in Jesus to get him there, got him there on time, walked right on stage and did their deal. Well, our golf tournament in many respects is kind of like that too. And right after he spoke, he talked about a rainstorm that hindered him from getting there. Well, our golf tournament was kind of the same way. We had clouds all around. We had 149 golfers this year, 150 golfers, which is a full field. And about three or four times, the head pro comes out and says, "Hey, you know, we got to get these guys off the course. It's lightning. It's unsafe. Blah blah blah." And look up and, "Oh, come on, Lord, please let us get through this." Well, lo and behold, we got through the tournament. We didn't have to bring people in. And we raised $36,600. So obviously, what do we do with not only that money, but other money is we give back in scholarships, various faith-based youth activities and stuff like that. So I really wanted to start off this morning this saying thank you to the church. The church is a very gracious sponsor of our foundation, plus many of our members in here write us nice checks every year for this. So it allows us to give that money back through various endeavors, both here locally and in the community. So we started this foundation, this second service, so maybe there's some new people in here that may not know. Our son Tyler was killed in a car wreck in 2011. So that was really my lovely bride is back in the back. She thinks she's hiding back there, but she's not. She writes all the checks of the foundation, so she's really the important person. But anyway, that was our biggest struggle, obviously, that we've ever faced with. And our faith and our strength, or our faith in the Lord and the strength that he has provided us day in and day out is what allows us to keep going. We prayed long and hard. We talked to people about starting this foundation. And frankly, we didn't know how successful it would be, but it's become very successful. And the Lord continues to keep blessing it every year, not only through these funds that we raise, but also he's sent us new leaders. Our goal was always to start this and see if it would take hold. And our hope was that Tyler's friends would come back and be involved in this. And this year we put three new board members, and they were all three young men that went to school with Tyler. So they've gone off, done their college deal, got them real full-time paying jobs, and come back and said they wanted to be part of the foundation. So we're happy about that. And then the third way that the Lord continues to at least give us insight that we're doing the right thing is through confirmation of the impact that the foundation is making. I'll share a quick message I got from one of the guys, young man. He's Michael's age, so I guess he's probably 28 or so now, but you know, as you start getting that age, you start thinking about getting married and having kids and stuff. So his message, "Hey, Mr. Milliken, always a pleasure coming down for the tournament. I want to thank you for having us, all the hard work that goes into it. The foundation in your family is very strong, has a great relationship with the Lord, and has helped me have one as well." So that's the payoff right there, when we see the young kids or young men, young women come back and the value that they're getting. You have a great family and sets a great example, and the foundation sets a great example for a lot of the younger guys who are just now starting to have kids and what it really means to be a part of a family. So the Lord has blessed us tremendously. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through this, but every time we get to give away a scholarship, like up at Travis High School or any of the other places that we support, it gives me an opportunity, or one of our board members' opportunity, to get up and share our message, a little bit about Tyler. And, you know, obviously we miss him, but we know we're going to see him again someday. That's the message we have, and that's what we go to bed and thank the Lord for every night. And, you know, like I said, our big struggle with this started on February 26, 2011, but the Lord gives us strength to get through every day. We started the foundation, and Cheryl just finished writing this, I call it kind of crop of checks. In August is when we pay the scholarships out, because we pay the schools, not the kids. And as of August, we had exceeded $50,000 in grants and scholarships. So, and that's praise to the Lord, not praise to us. So we're very excited about the money we raised this year. In a couple of weeks, we've got our board meeting, and we'll be recommending additional budgets for the Grace Youth Scholarships we do here in supporting the Amarillo trip. And actually, we talked about a concert again a few minutes ago with Mark, so be looking forward to that. You can see the various organizations that we work with to support. Our message is be safe, be saved. These are the things I talk to kids, not only kids, but adults about. When we're driving, that's the most hazardous thing we do. So this message really applies to everybody that drives a vehicle. You know, slow down, wear your seatbelt. Slow down in construction zones, especially. They're all over the place. And don't be distracted while you're driving. Put your phones up. There's nothing you do. There's no phone call, tweet, or anything that's worth you jeopardizing your life or somebody else's life. And then the big message that we share is salvation. You know, the kids need to hear this. Not only kids, everybody needs to hear that we've got a free gift of salvation if we'll just accept it and believe in it and have faith. And I'm excited. A lot of times we talk at places like Travis, and they're open to letting us share this message. So we'll keep doing that as long as they keep the doors open to us. So basically, I just want to say thank you again to the church. Been a great supporter of the foundation and the many members of the church. And if there's things that we can do to speak in events that y'all know about to spread our Be Safe, Be Saved message, please contact me, and we'll be very happy to do so. So thank you very much. Thank you.